Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Got the phone lines open for Beeswax today, 844-729-7469, which if you spell that one out, it's 844-RAY-SHOW, because this is the Ray Show. Isn't that pretty creative? Email's also at raylucia.com. I still have Steve, Sean, and Eddie standing by. If you want to email me during the course of this show, you can do so, and I will do my very, very best to get to it this hour of Money Power. Just go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Got a lot on the agenda for this hour, but your calls obviously take precedence. We're going to be getting into half of Americans don't expect to have enough money to retire comfortably, but there's some good news in that. What could that be? Buying and holding has many pitfalls. You know, we've discussed buy and holding. I'm a huge fan of buying and holding. I want to know what those pitfalls are. I think it has to do with indexing. And we've also discussed that in the past. Annuities, lots of questions on annuities. And the gender gap in retirement. So, but first, we're going to go to the call. So sit back, folks. Relax. This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you out here live, starting out with someone who's been on hold for, I don't know, an hour and a half. Jim in Petaluma, California. Hey, Jim, how you doing there?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, I can't hear you, Jim. Can we turn them up somehow, fellas? Go ahead, Jim.
Hello? Yeah, hello.
There you are. Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for me today?
I just wanted to find out what the difference was between, like, buying for ultra-conservative money, like, in the future, buying CDs versus, like, T-bills.
A T-bill is very, very short-term, and you get a very, very low rate of return. And a CD,
right,
if you go out the same, like 1 year, then you're going to have a situation where the interest rate that you're getting is very low as well. Let me ask you a question, though. What do you think about liquidity? Are you thinking you need liquidity?
No, you know, really what I'm trying to do is just preserve capital. So, you know, I've actually, being in the market a long time, making some really good returns, it's not going to last forever. So bonds aren't as attractive just because of maybe interest rate risk, things like that. So I just thought, yeah, and part of it is for liquidity, but I thought if you get a money market fund, you've got to pay an expense ratio on that, and those are really low too.
Yeah, everything's
so low.
Listen,
low
I got it. I got it. Let me just address this real quickly. Your T-bill rates and your CD rates are probably going to be about the same. you bring up a treasury. If you buy a 10-year treasury today, you get about 3%. If you go out 1 year on a CD, you get about 2.5%. So you're right. Buying a treasury bond makes no sense. You get a little bit of state income tax relief, so you've got to factor that in. But the other thing you might consider, and I just did that. I didn't do it personally, but I was involved in consulting with a physician about 2 weeks ago. And they looked at CDs, treasuries, and what they call MYGAs, M-Y-G-A's. That's multi-year guaranteed annuity contracts with, you know, your big companies. And the CDs look to be very attractive in years 1 and 2, maybe 3, I can't remember if it was 3, but years 4, 5, and beyond, the MYGAs tended to look a little bit better. So doing a ladder, and I think that's the key, is laddering out. Now, let me ask you this, Jim. When are you planning to need to use this money, or is this just a diversion technique until you ultimately retire?
It's kind of a little bit of a diversion, and it's a way to, like I said, really, I'm not going to make any great money on it and probably won't even keep up with inflation. But it's a way to, I want to try to make the most bang for the buck. And like I said, between a money market and a CD, the money market, I thought, well, that it's really close to a CD rate. However, when you pay the expense ratio, then it almost cuts it in half. So it'd be better to, even though I'm locking the money up, I don't need it immediately. But just trying to do, and I do short-term ladders. I would never go out past even a year, probably.
Yeah. Well, then you're probably going to be better off.
So I thought in this environment, maybe just doing very short-term and laddering. Do a 3, 6, 9, and 12-month CD, something like that, and then just keep buying them like that. But it'd only be just for part of the money and just a way to kind of keep some off to the side. And then if I decided I wanted to do something with it, then I could. And I just really wouldn't be in the market anymore on that portion of the money.
Yeah, I think your best bet is going to be laddering then CDs and probably online banks. And make sure they have the FDIC insurance. But I think you'll do a little bit better there than treasuries, because obviously the online banks are competing for the businesses. They don't have brick and mortar, so they can give you a better interest rate. The other thing, you can look at credit unions that have insurance and all that stuff. So if you're not willing to go out more than a year, I would suggest you look at CDs. I think you can probably get about 2.5%. All right?
Okay,
buddy.
Well,
good luck
so
to you.
Much, Ray.
All right. Take care. That was Jim. You can almost hear the fear in the market risk today. He's clearly done very, very well in the market and wants to preserve some capital. And when you're in a capital preservation mode, you don't care that much about earning money. It's the return of your money that you care about. By the same token, I think if we are in a situation where interest rates are on the rise, which they likely will continue to be, then laddering out does make sense. And if it were me, I would do a ladder that was longer than a year, 3, 4, 5 years even, because every year one of them matures and you can add on to the end of the ladder, or you can stay short if you want to. But a lot of it depends on when he needs the money. Remember, and I talked about this last hour, the sweet spot for a bear market is about 10 years. If you can figure out a way to get through the first 10 years of your income needs, then typically an investment in a diversified portfolio isn't going to hurt you that badly. So if, let's say that Jim's 5 years away from retirement, well, doing a ladder for the next 5 years and then continuing that five-year ladder every year as one of those CDs mature is probably not a bad strategy. To me, it may make a lot of sense to do that as interest rates go up. But staying short the way he's doing, it certainly isn't going to hurt him. And it sounds to me like that's where his comfort zone is. All right, let's move right along. I was talking about this gender gap. And many times we have discussed on this program how women have got it rough. And they do from a retirement standpoint. So Merrill Lynch does this study with AgeWave. And here's what they had to say. Women now graduate from college in higher numbers than men, but as a consequence also hold 64% of the student debt. So one of the things that women have to deal with is more debt than their male counterpart. The study finds that women are indeed confident in just about everything but investing. They're equally confident when it comes to men in paying bills, budgeting, et cetera, but when it comes to managing money, not so much. 41% of women surveyed report that not investing more is their biggest financial regret. So what is a woman to do? They've got other issues, like their careers are interrupted. They have higher health care costs. Their retirement is challenged because they may be a caregiver. All of this stuff. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Plus, whether or not you will be part of the half of Americans that don't even have enough money to retire. That plus your calls at 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. If you are a woman, you should especially call or email me. I've got emails. I got three. Get out of here. We'll be back.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. A recent survey from University of Phoenix finds 1 in 5 employees say they're being stopped from moving further in their career because of a lack of growth opportunities at their company. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean, University of Phoenix, explains.
Our study shows that 64% of employees want to be promoted within their organization, but nearly half felt it's not likely. 32% were not confident in their employer's ability to offer development programs to strengthen their skills.
With the recession in the rearview, the workforce is shifting to an employee's market, and employers may have lost the upper hand.
Many factors influence an employee's decision to change jobs, including benefits, salary, commute, culture, and more. But the opportunity for career advancement may be one of the most important. If organizations want to improve employee retention, they need to develop alternative avenues for employee growth, especially if promotion opportunities are not available.
For more, visit phoenix.edu.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through May 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
One of the great guitar licks of all time. Now, I was playing that song. I wasn't playing that good. This last week, I got an invitation to a real estate conference in Dallas, Texas, with a big, huge home builder. And they had a couple of guest speakers, one of whom was someone I admire greatly. They call him Mr. Wonderful. You know who that is? Kevin O'Leary. So, yeah, the Shark Tank guy. So anyway, he's a brilliant guy, by the way. You may not like him on Shark Tank because he's kind of crass and arrogant. I mean, he could run for president and probably be okay. Huh? But a really, really smart dude. So anyway... in anticipation, I was a part of a small group that got a chance to meet him and, you know, rub elbows with him. And my son bought me that Voyage Air guitar that he helped finance. You know, the one with the folding neck. Have you ever seen that, Curtis? Curtis, you play, right? Have you ever seen the folding neck guitar? Yeah, I got one. It's an acoustic guitar. It's unbelievable. It's amazing technology. I mean, it even stays in tune, if you can believe that. But I thought, just for the heck of it, I would, bring the folding neck guitar and bring it to the cocktail party to try to get him to jam with me. And we found another guitar, and we had it strategically placed. And I'll be a son of a gun if it didn't happen. So I met him as he was walking in. I had the guitar. He said, "What's that?" I said, "Well, you should know what this is. You financed this company." Oh, yeah, that company. It's not making much money, he said. But it's great technology, no doubt about it. So anyway, I jammed with him for like 30, 45 minutes. And when I played, he said, "Can you play Hotel California?" I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? Of course I can play Hotel California. I can't play that guitar lick, but I can play and we just had a blast. So there I was, jamming with Kevin O'Leary. It was fantastic. Anyway, Kevin, if you're listening, thank you. That was really fun. Really fun. Smart guy. And he gave a fantastic speech. If you ever have a chance to listen to him, it's very compelling stuff, especially if you're in sales or you're an investor. Terrific, terrific guy. So we got along famously. Right now, we're talking about women. And before the break, I was explaining why women have it more difficult in retirement and planning for retirement. One of the things is their career gets interrupted because last time I checked, they're the ones that have the babies. And when they have babies, they take time off from work. And when they take time off from work, sometimes they get passed up by their male counterparts for those raises. And that's one of the other reasons why there's this gap in pay and so forth. But they don't get as much money going into Social Security. They don't put as much into a 401k. Who knows? And then later on in life, their career gets interrupted again because many times it is the woman in the family that is the caregiver for a mom or a dad or an in-law. So that's one. One of the other things that they're faced with is higher health care costs, 39% higher, to be exact. They spend almost 40% more on health care because we kick off, us guys kick off, and women end up being sick for a longer period. period of time. And then finally, they're expected to live 5 years longer than us dudes. So they've got to have more money because they're going to live longer. So women, what should women do? Well, first off, you want to make sure that you save as much as you humanly possibly can save. Sacrifice the sexy BMW with the, you know, the sunroof or a convertible or buy used. I mean, you can figure this stuff out. You don't need me to tell you how to be more frugal so that you have more money to put away for your retirement. But also, in lieu of bonds, I suggest that you focus on paying off your mortgage, because that reverse mortgage will come in handy. And when you think about it, most of us are paying 4%, 4.5% in interest on our mortgage, and bonds were maybe earning 2 or 3% with interest rate risk, in particular if it's a bond mutual fund. And of course, as interest rates go up, the value of our bonds goes down. The mortgage doesn't work that way. If you pay off your mortgage, you're earning 4% guaranteed, and probably guaranteed and tax-free today, because you're not getting much of a mortgage interest deduction to begin with. By the time you pay your state taxes and your property taxes and your mortgage interest and all that stuff, it probably doesn't exceed your standard deduction. So a 4% tax-free rate of return as opposed to, you know, a 3% taxable bond. So paying down the mortgage can make a lot of sense, because someday when you have a free and clear home or your mortgage has been paid down substantially, you'll be able to tap into a reverse mortgage. Yeah, I know it may be less for the kids, but it may be survival for you. Obviously, if you can do that and postpone taking your Social Security, that would be another wise move, because the best annuity on planet Earth is a Social Security benefit, in particular one where you wait until age 70 to take it, because you are going to live longer. You see, women, because of their life expectancy, can game the system a little bit. May as well take advantage of it. By postponing your Social Security, you game the system. If you use a reverse mortgage to finance your income needs between your retirement date and when you take Social Security, that's all the better. And you purchase annuity contracts. Again, it may not work out as well for your heirs, although research has proven that if you can kick the rest of your portfolio up a notch, the heirs won't lose a bit. In fact, they might even have more. But women benefit more than men when they purchase an annuity contract. And on the subject of health care, women, especially those in their 40s, ought to purchase long-term care while it's super affordable. My daughter, I got an email from her this morning. She just signed the paperwork today. She's in her 40s, not late 40s. Don't want to give away too much here. I do. She's my oldest, too. And she just now qualified at standard, and actually hers was preferred rates, for a long-term care insurance policy. I forget it, but I think it was like $1,500 a year. $1,500 a year for a substantial benefit that has an inflation protection on it, a small price to pay when you consider that over the next, you know, 30 years, she may have to invest $50,000, but she'll get that $50,000 the first year if she goes into a nursing home or something like that. And since she's single and we're going to be dead 30, 40 years from now, we're not going to be there to take care of her. She's being really, really smart by taking care of herself. Of course, she had a little advice along the way. I wonder who. Oh, it was her mom. And that's a fact. Her mother insisted that she purchase long-term care coverage. So it's all of that. So women, you do have a great opportunity to have a secure retirement if you follow those simple rules of thumb. We'll be back with more rules of thumb in other areas after this. Don't go away.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. So I just looked up some MIGA rates for the fun of it, and comparing them with CDs. And again, you've got to look at well beyond the numbers. This is right off the, you know, the computer. So I see where they do a comparison here. Ally Bank 5-year CD 2.6, Capital One 2.75, American Express 2.35, Bank of America 0.75, APY. Oh boy. So anyway, it looks like 2.75 is the best that I can find in CD rates. You can probably find something better. I don't know. I just did a quickie search on the MIGA's multi-year guaranteed annuity contract. The best one I found was 3.7%. It's about 1% difference over 5 years. And of course, if you go out, 3 and 4 years, you're probably going to find a little bit better rate of return. So when I had that conversation with the gentleman earlier, of course, all he wanted to do was go out 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, and you're not going to get much in terms of the extra juice. Although one could argue today that with short-term rates going up as rapidly as they are, maybe that's a better strategy. You have to make your own call on that. Okay, this just in. Almost half of Americans don't expect to have enough money to retire comfortably. But there's some good news in that. What could that be? Well, here is what Annie Nova wrote. Nearly 1 in 2 Americans anticipate an uncomfortable retirement, but don't listen to them. People are pessimistic about their financial future, but when their later decades finally roll around, well, they're not so bad off. This, according to research done by Gallup. Before retirement, just half of Americans foresee a comfortable old age. After retirement, the share of people who report being comfortable swells to nearly 80%. Why is that? Well, it has something to do with how much money you make, all right? More than half of those who have an income of 30 grand a year or less say they're uncomfortable, with just 2%. Of retirees who make 75 grand or more. I mean, that seems to make a heck of a lot of sense. I've seen studies that say, you know, if you make $75,000 a year, you're just as happy as somebody that makes $500,000 a year. In fact, I know a lot of people make $500,000 a year that aren't happy at all. Although, I imagine if you asked a 75,000 income person if they'd be happier, I think the answer would be yes. If they could only continue to live on the 75 G's. But that's a whole different story. To be sure, Annie goes on, there are millions of Americans who are struggling in those golden years. 1 in 5 Americans in retirement report financial discomfort. In addition, more older Americans are in debt. Well, this would help a lot. Get out of debt. In 2016, the average debt in families which the head of household is age 75 or older was $36,757, up from $30,000 in 2010. So what, 20-some-odd percent more debt in 6 years? Now, some of that has to do with refinancing mortgages and so forth. And again, these are all based on averages. Between 2002 and 2004, 54% of the people aged 50 to 64 said they would have enough money to retire comfortably. Now, 16 years later, when Gallup interviewed roughly the same age cohort, 77% said they were living comfortably. So what's causing that gap? Most likely, they say, the fear of the future Social Security. With the constant flurry of surveys, news stories, etc., declaring a retirement preparedness crisis. So let me address this for just a minute. I've done so before. If you are in retirement, if you are near retirement, your Social Security is safe. It ain't going to be touched, at least not by today's standards and not for a very long time. Here's what we know about the Social Security system. We know that it can remain fully funded, in other words, no cuts, no new laws, no nothing, until about 2034. So what is that? 12, 16 years from now. So if you're entering retirement today, your Social Security is not going to be cut for at least 16 years. And then, assuming nothing changes, and trust me on this, it's going to change. They will make modifications to the inflation rate, how they calculate inflation. They'll use some chained inflation rate, which will drop inflation by like 0.25%, which over the next 100 years will mean a lot. But for you, it's not going to mean that much bacon. It'll mean a little bit, but it's a lot better than a 25% cut. They'll probably raise the Social Security retirement age for my grandkids and maybe people in their 30s and 40s. Not going to impact somebody in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so to worry about Social Security is a waste of a retiree's or pre-retiree's time. Now, the next thing, this financial crisis that exists. A lot of the think tanks have been selling this financial crisis for years and years and years because they want to change the system. They want, many of them are, with due respect, left-wing think tanks, and they want more money going in to Social Security funded by the government. They want employers to be forced into putting more money in. They want to give Medicare to everybody. I'm not suggesting any of this is bad or good. I'm just telling you what's going on. And as a result, there's these scare tactics. But here's what I also know from many, many years of research. You've heard me quote chapter and verse on this. And I think this study is a clear indication that I have been right. Yeah, right. Because while people are really concerned about their preparedness for retirement before they get to retirement, for the most part, people are pretty satisfied with their retirement. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, and as I said, on the lower end of the scale, that's where you see it. But a lot of it is because we don't spend at the same level in retirement. And the fact that our health care costs go up, but our spending goes down, the spending goes down more than the health care costs go up, and therefore there's more potential surplus, giving people the ability to feel more confident that they're not going to go broke. So there you have it. Americans' definition of comfortable might also rearrange with age. I think that's true, too. You know, I used to drive, you know, a little Mercedes-Benz that cost a whole bunch of money and burned oil and tires like there's no tomorrow. And today I drive my 12-year-old Escalade, which, by the way, I love my Escalade, and I wouldn't give it up for anything. My wife keeps telling me, you need to get a new car. It's not such a gas hog. Honey? New cars are 40, 50, 60. If I wanted a new Escalade, it'd be 100 grand. This sucker's paid for, and it still looks good. My car looks all right, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, it does.
Not bad for 12 years old and 130,000 miles. And I'm thinking, and I had to put like $5,000 into it in the last year. You know, with transmit, whatever. You know, when you have 130,000 miles, there's going to be some upkeep. But doggone it. That's a lot of dinero that I've saved over the last, what has it been, 5 years since I, you know, kind of semi-retired, at least five. So think about that. Retirement, your definition of how much you spend and so forth in retirement more than likely changes. So there you have it. Okay, now, buying and holding the market has many pitfalls. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go to a break. But I do want to cover this, if I can, in the next segment. I might have to put the emails a little bit on hold because so many people have bought into the indexing trap. And when you buy into an index fund or an ETF, you're most likely buying what is called a market capitalization weighted index. What is that? I will tell you when we come back, and how you might be able to increase your rate of return by just changing the market cap of your index. How do you do that? You got to stick around. That's what I'm here for. And it's all free, if you can believe that. Can you guys figure out how we can charge more for this show? No? Okay, so it's still going to be free. 844-729-7469. Also, some emails at raylucia.com. Don't go away.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Pretty much generic advice out there is to buy and hold like an index fund and you'll do fine. And certainly over the past couple of decades, that has proven to be pretty good advice since most index funds beat the active managers of the world. We have discussed how certain active managers that eat their own cooking and have low expense ratios actually have performed better than indexing, but you have to talk to your advisor about that. That's not the point of this conversation. What is the point is the structure of your index fund. And today, index funds come in lots of different shapes and sizes. There's smart beta funds, et cetera, et cetera. But by and large, when we talk about the Standard & Poor's 500, the Russell 2000, Wilshire 5000, any of those, quote, indices, they are market capitalization weighted, which means the bigger companies get most of the allocation. So when we look at the downside of market cap weightings, it leaves you overexposed to what are likely overvalued companies and underexposed to undervalued companies. In other words, if you keep putting money into a market cap index fund, then the biggest companies, those where the prices have gone up the most, are getting the most allocation. And the smaller companies that are getting squat probably haven't gone up at all. Some of them may have gone down. Well, isn't the theory to buy low and sell high? So one alternative is to put equal amounts into the Standard & Poor's 500 companies. If there's 500 companies, instead of market cap weighting, just take 1/500th of each of the companies and invest the money equally. Now, you're not going to get a whole bunch of money in, you know, Google or Apple. You're only going to get 1/500th. But when Google or Apple go down by 30%, you won't feel that pinch either. What they say here in this report by Aaron Brown is when you equally weight when you market cap weight the companies, your average weighting puts you at about $180 billion, which is the same size as Procter & Gamble or Citigroup. If alternatively you buy an equally weighted index fund, you're down to the size of a Ford Motor Company or Prudential Insurance at about $45 billion, so about a quarter of the size. Now, here's what's interesting. Since 1997, the equally weighted portfolio has outperformed the cap weighted 10.2% to 8.2%, 2 percentage points per year. And it beat out the market cap 13 of the 21 years. So maybe you ought to consider looking at an equally weighted index fund for your buy and hold fund. Or maybe better yet, if you like that idea, go a step further. You can use an inverse market cap weighting, which is where you actually put more money into the smallest of the 500 funds and the least amount of money into the richest funds. That's interesting. Here's what happens there. Your market cap drops to $15 billion from 45 from 180. So as you can see, your emphasis now on smaller company stocks. What do we know about small capitalization stocks? We know that their performance is typically better. How much? 11.4% since 1997. So 8.2, 10.2, or 11.4. What it makes is the point that we have made on this program for decades, and that is diversifying your holdings, adding small cap, in particular small cap value, to your portfolio can make sense. You can do that with smart beta. You can do that with inverse indexing. You can do it with traditional indexing, but adding small cap to the mix. But this gives you a general idea of how index funds work and why there's now a movement a little bit away from market cap indexing and more toward the smarter index funds. Talk to your advisor about that and potential active management. And maybe you want to do what I used to do, which is divvy it up. Have some of the portfolio indexed and some of the portfolio actively managed, because when you look at the stats over a 30-year period, indexing doesn't always win. So that's my tidbit of information. Now hit it, fellas. I got to get to some emails. Starting with Steve. Ray, love the show. Thank you, Steve. Do I reduce my 401k contributions in order to pay off debt? I'm 52. I have $410,000 saved and a pension of $150,000. I also have a Roth worth $6,000 and a first mortgage of $64,000. I'm making double payments on my mortgage to get rid of it in 6 years, but if I added the $1,000 a month I'm putting into my 401k, I can pay it off in 3. What do you recommend? I want to retire at 62. Wow. Long email. Let me see if I can give you a short answer. Yes. Yeah, get rid of it. I mean, if you're going to retire in 10 years, then you're going to have some allocation to bonds. So why not use the bond allocation instead of putting the money in pre-tax and having to pay tax on it coming out? Think about this for a minute. The dude has got $150,000 of pension coming in every single year. Add to that, more than likely, Social Security for him and his wife. Talk another 30, 40, they're almost at $200,000 a year. So a little more money going into his 401k. Oh, did I forget the required minimum distributions he'll have on what would then be a $1 million 401k plan? So why not take advantage of paying the mortgage off in 3 years instead of 6, having all kinds of extra money and treating that as your bond allocation in what is likely to be a very heavily taxed retirement scenario? The other thing you might consider doing is bolstering your Roth contract. You only have $6,000 in a Roth. So this extra money that you'll have 3 years from now when the mortgage is paid off, you'll have 7 more years to max out. I mean, that's like $25,000 a year for 7 years. You can get into a Roth. I highly recommend that you do that. You'll have $250,000 at least in Roth IRAs. Then you can blend your IRAs and 401ks to reduce your taxes. Thanks for the email. I'm out of time. Hey, folks, would you make it a great day today? God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.